What's up?
Howdy.
That's Matt's go-to intro. It's just, what's up?
I just realized I've outlived John Candy by like 2 years.
Who the hell is John Candy?
Oh my God. Shut up.
Are you just trying to be funny, noob?
No, I don't know who John Candy is.
Oh, you do too.
He knows who he is.
I might. What is? Who the fuck is he?
He's John Candy.
He was. Beloved comedian. God rest his soul.
Died at 43 in the 90s. Never mind. You better not know.
Uncle Buck. He was Uncle Buck.
He won't know Uncle Buck. Home Alone. He was the dad. No, he wasn't.
No, he was in the band. He was the polka band.
He was in the polka band. Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
That's right. He was in the he was in Home Alone. He was also in Planes, Trains, and Automobiles, one of his best movies.
God, y'all are old.
Yeah.
Yeah, that means we're still alive, asshole.
I'm older than John Candy. He's dead.
Me too.
Oh, don't worry. I'm sure I'll die before anybody else.
Yeah.
Everybody has 37.
You have health insurance.
Noob, when you die, I will regale people with my favorite story of yours. And it was, we were gathered for Christmas, a Christmas party, and we put in Gremlins. Mainly because we all love it, and you've never seen it. And a dog comes running out on the screen, and you just went, ha, that dog's dead now.
Because that movie's so old. That's true.
And it really set a tone for the rest of the evening.
You gotta think how far back in movies you see a dog, if that dog's alive or not. Most of the time, it's not. Air Bud?
Oh, is Air Bud dead?
You'd have to be.
Oh, let me look up.
I think they moved. I think Air Bud died before they stopped making Air Bud movies.
Well, the good thing about Labradors is they all look alike.
No, wait, Air Bud was a 1998 movie. Jesus Christ, Air Bud's been dead a while.
Oh,
yeah.
Well,
rest in peace, Air Buddy.
And that's not even Air. Oh, wait, no, that's Air Bud Golden Receiver. That's not even the earliest Air Bud.
That's so many.
97
Golden Receiver.
There's a lot of those.
Like, a porno starring dogs.
The Golden Receiver. It's like that's the parody of Air Bud. It's the porno parody.
Ah. Oh,
moving
Terrence
on.
Did that? Terrence
oh
did
shit!
That.
My mic wasn't muted, was it?
No,
I'm an asshole.
Well, yeah.
I mean, why in particular?
I don't know what you said.
I thought my mic was muted as I was banging shit out of my keyboard.
Oh, I didn't hear that.
Mm, okay,
sounds like you normally type in anyway.
We just thought you were furiously masturbating to dog death, like usual.
Oh, gross! Live. That is not. No.
No.
I went to go visit my dad yesterday.
Well, okay.
And just changing the subject up completely. We talked this weekend. I said either this Tuesday or next Tuesday, I'll come visit. He was like, cool. Tuesday morning. I'm like, hey, he's like, hey, what time are you thinking? I said, I'll probably be there about 1 o'clock. He's like, all right. I call him about 40 minutes out. Because I've stopped at this Backwoods Piggly Wiggly. It's like an awesome grocery store with a big restaurant inside of it. Because it's the only place these people have to go within like a 40-mile radius. And they got really good deviled eggs and other stuff. But I was calling. He was like, hey, you want me to bring anything from the grocery store? You need anything? He's like, no. I might have COVID, though. So you shouldn't be too close. And I was like, oh, fuck. That sucks.
What
and
the
then
fuck?
I thought, we've been in communication for days. This could have happened next week. Not when I'm already an hour and a half down the road. You told me I had COVID. So there's that.
Do you have COVID?
No. Called me later to tell me that he's tested negative when he got home. But the person he lives with definitely has it, so he'll get it sooner or later.
Yeah.
That sucks.
She'd had it for a couple days, so it's just like, you know, he could have told me to not come. Yeah, come next week. I might have COVID. I just waited until I was like beyond the point of turning around to go back home. Trixie dad.
Like George Carlin said, hell is full of dads.
Yeah.
It was full of dads.
Oh, he also said he only washes his hands when he gets literal shit on them. So I wouldn't take everything George Carlin says.
Oh, I thought your dad said that. I was like, what?
Oh, my. I told y'all the Nat story. I got that from him. So
I thought that was your grandfather's doing.
Do you think we can get your dad to tell the Nat story?
No, he is very upset that he told me that story and I recorded it. He's very upset.
I think you should recant that story at all of our funerals.
I will.
Yeah, please do.
The one thing I remember about Noob, the one thing I remember about Kevin, and just go into the story.
I was in a car with Kevin once and he turned the radio down and he was like, I got a story to tell you about a game I used to play as a child.
Or say we all used to play it together.
Oh,
no. The children.
Nobody would believe that about me. I'm circumcised.
I mean, I don't know. That's
really like giving away the punchline of that story.
I'm pretty sure.
I'm just thinking somebody attending the funeral would be like, he's circumcised.
I hope Waffle tells us this is against the rules. Underneath the video.
Y'all shouldn't talk about circumcision if you want 6 minutes, to stick around.
Yeah, 6 minutes in against the rules to talk about circumcision.
Oh, nice.
I don't remember it. I'm fine.
Somehow the only five people in the world that find this stuff funny are in the same room together.
Do you know there's a condition?
I don't think it's funny.
No, that's why I said five. I said five people.
I agree with Mahogany on that one.
There's a condition if you're uncircumcised where it can just close.
Somebody... So when we last left off,
you have to get us. You have to get.
We were shut up. We were on the second floor under the medicine of. Oh God, I'm sorry.
I'm sorry, right?
You know that.
You guys have just kicked down a wall and battled a bunch of circumcised kobolds and made short work of the whole room. You got treasure and you leveled.
We leveled.
You did level.
We
and,
did.
I left this up for like an hour after we got finished recording for you to level, and it's been up for, I don't know, 30 minutes today. And I sat down, and what does Terrence say? Oh, I forgot to level.
I did not forget to level. I forgot to add a spell slot. That's it.
Yeah, well, that second level, that is basically, that's the whole thing, right?
Pick a spell. No. More hit points. No. Couple of feats. Good stuff.
Yeah. I've yet to level a character in this game, so I'm not sure what that all entails.
Sounds like a skill issue. Get better.
Yeah, well, run a Pathfinder 2 game, and I'll be more than happy to make a character.
Are you sure some of those monsters we fought weren't level 2?
Yeah, well, look, I didn't write this adventure. I get to blame everything.
Oh, my God.
Normally, I get to take the blame because it was all my creation and me setting up stuff. Now, I just get to go, whoever wrote Menace Under Otari, that was them. They did this.
Them. Mm-hmm. The non-specific them.
Yeah, I don't know where to find.
Thank you. One.
Thank you, Paizo, for this.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I've got the PDF somewhere, but I don't know where to pull that up in Foundry. Hey, Foundry, show me who wrote this.
Yeah,
I mean, I don't know. I
don't want there to be a DMing Alexa.
Ooh. Oh no, I am kind of. I know. There's a lot of naysay about AI and what it's doing, but I am looking forward to the AI. What's the mod in Skyrim where all the NPCs have AI, so they actually have conversations with you?
Oh, that sounds horrible.
But instead of it being the same, I used to be an adventurer like you, so I took an arrow in the knee that you have to hear 40,000 times. Now they say
a little bit better.
They might even be able to say your name and things that you're doing and things that you're wearing because it can react to the environment and make actual conversations.
Yeah, and you can tell things to fuck off. Like that one kid, he's like, you can lick my boot. I'm like, I will beat your ass. And then he has to respond to that.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like you got some anger there, Noob, you need to get out.
Listen, dude, there's a kill the kid mod in that game, so just saying.
What did Braith do to you, Jesus?
Braith.
Fucking Braith.
I think it'd be a cool idea, though, to, like, open up ChatGPT and have it do a Pathfinder dungeon we just go through and see what it tells us?
I mean, there is an AI generated GM out there I've seen people use.
Sounds fun for a one shot or something.
Well, it's great for people who don't like people, and they could just have a robot narrate their games for them.
I don't like
it
people.
Seems like a real person.
Terrence, you could say you don't like people, but your hobbies would say otherwise.
Well, yeah, you play Magic the Gathering, nerd. You have to have people.
You play Magic the Gathering, you play Dungeons and Dragons, you got married.
Yeah,
I've been told you go to parties.
Sometimes. You like to drink.
In public places.
You can do that alone, trust me.
But you choose not to. You're not alone right now. Whatever.
So, Terrence, tell us about your level.
What? I got a feat that gave me 2 extra cantrips, and then I took another spell, and that's the long and short of it, really. Let me see if there's anything of
do you get you don't get skill points to distribute anymore, just certain things go up on their own, or
yeah
some things go up beyond, but I actually did take a feat that gives you an extra skill. I took that was from last level. I took skill training for medicine that way, since apparently it's so important in this damn game.
Early on it seems
pretty important.
So yeah, I have medicine skill. It's not great. It's like a +4, but it's something.
Kevin, before you fall asleep.
I took a feat called where did it go?
He had no idea of knowing I was gonna ask him to talk about his character.
No, I was looking at my skills, but I took battle medicine. So I can use that the skill battle medicine in battle, and it's the same as treat injuries. I also took medic dedication, which makes when I do use my skills, it more healing when I'm successful.
Fancy.
So I got both of those. I'm going to be a real good healer for the rest of this intro dungeon.
Chef Frog.
I got 2 feats, one of which is if I miss, I don't have to take the penalty for hitting again. I just keep my full bonus.
Oh, that's cool.
And then a bonus to my performance check, so I can fascinate one person if I beat him in a will save.
And you took that as a chef because...
I just wanted to take it because it was fun.
Well, you're an iron chef? Is that what this is? You're an entertainment chef? Or are you?
I mean, I'm trying to make a well-rounded character with many, many feats and actions.
Are we going to get a chef battle in the next campaign? That's what I'm asking. I want to.
I hope so.
God damn it.
What was that first feat?
Exacting Strike. I think it might just be for fighters. Because it's under a class feat. I got Snagging Strike and Exacting Strike.
What does it do again?
If he misses with his first attack, his next attack doesn't take the multiple attack penalty.
Oh, that's cool.
Right? Am I saying that right?
Yeah. You make a controlled follow-up attack, fully accounting for your momentum. Make a strike. The strike gains the following failure effect. Failure. The attack doesn't count towards your multiple attack penalty. So if I miss, it doesn't.
Yeah.
I can still keep my full bonus.
That's cool.
That is handy.
Mahogany.
I took Stunning Fist, so that means if I target the same creature with both of my strikes from Flurry of Blows, then they have to do a Fortitude save, and if they fail, they are stunned. And if they crit fail, they're stunned 3.
Hmm.
So that's pretty cool. Mm-hmm. And then... it's like Intimidating Prowess, which gives me a +1 bonus to intimidating checks for like demoralizing or coercing. And I ignore the penalty for not sharing a language if that does come into play. So cool. Yep.
And that's everybody important, I think.
Pretty much.
What'd you get?
So I got some more hit points, which is nice.
Were you the only one that got more hit points?
I think everybody did, but nobody mentioned it. Well, I don't understand. We died so much because we had, like, you could hit one time and you were like, oh shit, I've got 2 hit points left.
Yeah, like, we got more hit points, but I'm not really, I don't feel safe. That makes sense. So that's why I didn't mention it. I'm not gonna mention it until it's important.
I don't have, like, a whole lot of hit points. It's a very modest amount of hit points, but it's a little bit more than I had before, so I feel a little healthier. And I did get 2 feats. I took one that's called Underhanded Assault, so that allows me to do a sneak check. So basically, if one of my allies is adjacent to an enemy, I can roll a sneak check as if I was concealed and try to hide from that enemy, even if I'm being observed. So I have to move at half speed, and it's a -2 to the stealth check, but then that allows me to do a sneak attack if I can get up to him.
Without having to flank?
Without having to flank, yeah, because okay. I'm basically hidden. I'll be hidden. I still have to beat their passive perception.
Perception, yeah, okay.
Yeah, so, and then the other one I took is Catfall, which is kind of neat because it lets me ignore 10 feet of a fall. And once I'm an expert in acrobatics, I can ignore 25 feet. So, it's a pretty good feat, I think, to take that will get better as go up, level up, which we're not going to do in this, but eventually. And that's all.
You just leveled up. You're already naysaying not leveling up again?
Well, I mean, not in this campaign, right?
Because we're planning to move over to Seasons of the Ghost. That'll be with new characters, except for Noob's just going to play Chef Frog again.
Yeah, this is like a prequel,
which you'll have to de-level.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I'm going to be basically playing my same character.
I'll be playing a rogue, but different rogue, different type of rogue. Definitely want to play the scoundrel.
You're switching to
Thaumaturge.
Thaumaturge.
Yeah.
Remain a wizard.
What is a Thaumaturge?
So everybody's playing basically the same class as Step for Mahogany.
Is it's still a martial character, but
yeah. Guy with powers.
It does. It's like charisma based, but the way it makes up for like not having as much strength or agility is spending actions to make my attacks stronger, like to identify weaknesses of whatever we are, and exploiting those weaknesses and adding additional damage. And if I fail that, I can do something else that adds additional damage. So like, I'm basically always adding additional damage.
No, don't undersell your like your ability to like make your normal stuff into magical stuff.
Yeah, that too.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, like if I pass the exploit vulnerabilities, then I think I don't remember which one. I can't say right now. I'm still studying because it's a very big, chunky class.
It is. Better you than
one
me.
One of the things makes it so that it's like magical, but sometimes that matters and sometimes that doesn't because of other things. That's all I have to say about that right now.
And that's all I have to say about that.
No more questions.
I played the fifth. This is just a perfect conversation.
I'm in monk mode right now.
All right. Well, let's see if we can finish out this beginner box between this episode and maybe the next.
Yeah.
We're back in the dungeon. You guys have leveled. You've looted. Everybody's healed.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Well, yeah. I'm healed some.
There's still a... Oh, healed some. There's still a passage to the north.
To the north?
That's what he said.
Where are the adventurers? Let us go towards the north. Rogue?
I'm coming.
He's fucking zooming.
Sneaking along and checking for traps.
Pause to the wall.
Let's just move you on back a little bit there. Whoops.
Oh, shit.
I didn't get to do anything.
Well, you suck, so shut up.
Oh, that's why.
Eat my jelly babies and be quiet.
Babies.
Because I believe it was Kevin who ran his character up there first. Kevin, yeah, when you... your character goes up in there, you can see a large a large cavernous room, a giant pit not 15 feet ahead of you before the room starts to open up a little bit. But further ahead, your light flickers and you catch the movement at the bottom of the staircase. Two kobolds and a third even further up. There's like a little throne up there. I'll do the... A gaping pit opens in the floor in the center of this large natural chamber. On the far side, a ledge overlooks the entry. Atop this ledge is an ornate stone throne that looks entirely out of place for this room. A regal kobold wearing an oversized crown made of fishbone sits atop the throne.
Kill the intruders!
She snarls as the two kobold guards at the front of the stairs hoist up their loaded crossbows and let's show you where these where these people are.
Oh shit.
Woo-hoo-hoo! I'm hearing them now too. kind of a little Beavis and Butthead-y of you there, but okay.
Crank up the ambience.
God, Beavis and Butthead's so good. If y'all haven't watched the new season and movie, it's really good.
I haven't seen it.
I haven't gotten around to it yet. Oh, actually, did we cancel Paramount? We usually cancel in between seasons of Strange New Worlds.
Well, I see two of the kobolds.
I see three.
Oh, brag about it with your dumb fucking elf eyes.
They're low light. Nothing to brag about.
What do your nerd eyes see, Nerdless?
Ooh, that's a not a good roll.
Are we rolling initiative?
We are.
That's a not a good roll.
I'm going to roll stealth since I'm sneaking up there and I don't have my torch lit.
Should I roll now?
Yeah.
Okay.
Hey, I'm faster than Zolgran.
Well, that's good. Damn you, Zolgran. That's what you get.
Ooh, a 10. I'm really flying today.
Damn, those kobolds are something else. Plus 10? Kevin, the hell?
I use my medicine.
How does that work?
Yeah, what the fuck?
A bunch of blow.
Why are you using your medicine for initiative?
Because it's my highest bonus skill.
That's not how that works.
It's only two higher than my perception, which is what I was using.
Yeah, God damn it, Kevin.
I roll stealth because I'm sneaking.
Yeah, but that's an option. That's an option.
Yeah,
you're right. I don't know.
If the enemy was bacteria, yeah, roll medicine for your initiative.
Keep that in the kitty, Kevin. You never know when that might come in. Yeah,
look,
yes,
I know we said we weren't going to homebrew stuff early, but if you guys encounter bacteria, you can use medicine as your initiative.
Kevin's just washing his fucking hands.
Oh, I'm gonna get you.
For some reason, I feel like I'm going to regret saying that in like 6 months.
The slimes and ooze count as a disease.
There. It even changed it on the initiative tracker.
Oh, I just gave you a minus two.
Oh. Right when I switched it to perception is when you switched my initiative tracker.
Initiative might not matter, because you walked into the room first, you got that bright light. These kobolds might just come up and shoot you. Which is what I think they're going to happen. First kobold.
That's just bitterness right there, Tony. No, I approve. Go ahead.
Oh, yeah. First kobold runs up.
Admonish.
To here. It's crossbow loaded.
Bear the rod, spoil the player. That's what I always say.
You can't really see it from there, so he's going to move. Not into the pit. On the list, I see. Okay. He runs up there. Shut up. He runs up there. God, I hope this works. And strike. Roll. Hey. That worked. Does a 27 hit you, Kevin?
Damn.
Yes.
What's your AC normally?
16.
So that's a critical.
Ooh.
That's a
tough code. Boy. He giving you the long dick.
Why?
That was a critical 2 damage. That's the long dick.
Yeah, that's a not very good.
Wait, is
you rolled
I rolled a 1 and it tops it by 2.
He's a hero point.
Yeah.
So he moved. He shot. He uses his next action to reload his crossbow. You suck. You suck, Kobold. Let's see if this Kobold can do any better. He runs over. He's going to do the same thing. Shoot, Kevin. 26. That's a critical.
God, no.
Yes.
Another 2 damage. Another 2 damage.
8.
Oh, that's more than 2.
Thank you, noob.
Hey, I went to college.
That was good. That was really quick math.
I didn't graduate, but I went to college.
The monks go. Mahogany.
Shoot. Mahogany.
Hey, it's me, Mahogany. Hey.
Just trying to see how far away I am.
Wee.
Because it makes it move. It goes far.
What are you doing to do that? I don't know.
The measure tool on the left, the ruler.
All right, I'm just gonna move the first 25 feet.
Measure tool on the left.
Looks like a ruler.
Yeah, everybody keeps saying that.
Or it could look like a comb, like a barber comb. It's underneath the thing that looks like a boob.
That's a target. What the fuck, Matt?
For a lot of people, it is. For a lot of people, it is. Sometimes I think Terrence is running a completely different program than we are.
Where is this magical boob you keep talking about?
Is that darkness in the middle? I have to go around that, huh?
Yeah, that is a gaping maw. Uh-huh.
That there maw you got.
Your maw's a gaping maw.
Gaping maw, it's some country ass like porn.
That square there, I would actually be adjacent to it if I got it. If I got there. Alright.
I mean, you'd be close enough to punch it, yeah.
So I just took this I don't know where it is on here. Just took this feat. Well, no, I've had this feat. Key Rush. And I don't know how to use it. But yes, an action. Accelerated by your key, you move with such speed you become a blur. Move 2 times. Move 2 times. 2 strides, 2 steps, or 1 stride and 1 step in either order. And you gain the concealed condition during this movement and until the start of your next turn. So I'm gonna use Key Rush to move behind these guys. Over the gaping, like around the gaping maw. All the way around.
We'll see Well, I'd say you're a monk, you could do it, but that's a wall between the kobold and that. You zoom in, you can see that there's like a 15-foot wall.
Uh-huh.
I actually could get there.
Like, right here, I can't go
That's a wall.
That's a wall, like that hole, so there's no space between the maw and that wall.
But you can hit him right there, couldn't you?
Yeah, I mean, you're
basically. I don't want to be right beside that maw.
Right.
I don't want to be there. So, I mean, if I got to go the other way, I got to go the other way.
Don't forget your special power thing.
Yeah. Because, like, that's what's giving me these 2 moves that I can take. Oh, yeah, my fly power.
Yeah.
Oh, that's what I was. Oh, you know what?
I gave it back to you, too.
Oh, you did give it back to me. Look at And
she told me off camera she accidentally deleted it. Which, going forward, if you accidentally delete stuff, it'll be like your character lost it in game.
No, that's not fair, because that wasn't me. It was a glitch. I didn't click it. I clicked where the other thing was.
No, don't blame Foundry.
Shut up. You can use a hero point to get it back anyway, so.
No.
All right, so yeah, so maybe I don't want to use that thing. Maybe I just want to fly.
Yeah, so what was it that thing did? It's
call upon the wind, the hero can fly for their next action, moving up to 40 feet. They have to end the movement on solid ground. If they don't, they fall and take bludgeoning damage. Mm-hmm. Equal to half the distance they fall, which that sounds like that might be a lot from the gaping maw there. Can't quite make out the bottom.
It's deeper than light can go.
Yeah, so, ooh. I mean, but from where I was, 40 feet is still enough. Oh, there's another guy where I can get, like, right here beside this guy. Because I just don't want to be...
By the pit of death?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't want to be beside the pit of death. That sounds like pure insanity.
Okay.
So am I using this too soon?
Is it a... it's just a one-time thing?
Yeah.
Whatever. I'm gonna use my key rush, and I'm just gonna
use that fly. When else are we gonna use it?
If she falls.
I'm not gonna tell you yay or nay on anything, but I will tell you that I've taken Kevin's advice 3 or 4 times in game, and I've died every time. Yeah. So
are these steps where I'm at right now?
Those are steps. Yes.
Okay. So yeah, that's where I'm gonna move to. And then I'm going to flurry of blows.
Okay.
On that one there.
As soon as flurry of blows.
Find my character sheet again.
So with this wind step power thing, is it an action to activate it and then another action to move?
No. The action gives you that action. You have 40 feet of fly.
Oh, cool. Like, damn, 2 actions, that ain't that great.
No, it wouldn't be. Your first attack is, 19? That'll hit.
Lovely. And it says to spend, you have to spend 1 action to call upon the wind that the hero can fly for their next action, moving up to 40 feet.
Oh.
Yeah, so it's basically an action to use it. And then the next action is the one they fly on.
Oh, so I was wrong. It's not that great then.
Yeah, so like
it's still great. I think it's great.
Yeah.
All right, so first one is 5 damage. Second one, I'm pretty sure, misses.
Second one does indeed miss. So this one takes the 5 damage.
All right, that was fun. Good times.
Oh, I'm up. All right, I think I am.
Beautiful. No matter what they say.
It's 10 feet to there, and then 10 feet to there. 5 feet. So I can get there in 1 movement. So I'm going to try that new feat that I have since she's adjacent. I don't know if it'll work or not, but you know what? I took it, so I might as well try it. What better time? So I move here, and then when I get to here, I'm going to use that underground. What did I say it was called? There it is. Underhanded assault. So I roll against your passive DC of that. Even if I'm currently being observed, I take a -2 penalty on it. And if your stealth check against the chosen foe succeeds, you make a melee strike against the foe at the end of your sneak.
This is one of those things where I roll for you.
I roll it, I believe, because it's not like a secret thing.
Okay.
So I roll it against your... I'm trying to see where I roll it. Let me see. Hold on, I'm reading one more time. Move half speed. The creature to observe you.
This is a feat that you have?
Yeah, it's under... Yeah, it's a feat I just took. It's called Underhanded Assault. Underhanded Assault. So I take a negative penalty to my stealth check. So I do a stealth check. And it's against your passive... thingerdoodle. Your passive, so it's your 10.
So
plus
I would still
perception.
Roll because it's a sneak check still.
You don't, I mean, according to what I was reading on it, you don't roll, it goes against your passive perception. It's you treat it just like I was hidden,
right? And it says you sneak, and when you click on sneak, the ability sneak, that's one of those things that I roll.
That's good,
right?
At
the end of your movement, the GM rolls your stealth check and secret and compares the result to the perception DC of each creature you were hidden from or undetected by this by the start of your movement.
Let me see.
Well, I guess that's different.
You sneak up to a foe adjacent to where your allies. You can roll against the foe you're sneaking up on, even if it's currently observing you as though you were hidden. You take a negative. So I have to roll against your passive perception, which is 10 plus whatever their perception score is.
Okay. Well, roll your sneak then.
I think the sneak is like whenever I'm like in exploration mode or something where we're moving sneakily. Let's see if I roll any good. Probably not.
Well, I just clicked on it. It says you sneak, and there's a thing that you can click on Foundry that tells you how sneak works.
Matt privately rolled some dice.
Ooh.
Yeah, can you see that?
I can see that.
Mm-hmm. So I roll that and I move up to you one way or the other. If I've succeeded at it, I get to make a strike.
Okay.
If not, I still have an action, so...
Make your strike.
So wait, when we privately roll dice, only Toker can see them?
And you, who rolled them.
Oh, I can't see it. I can't see it either.
Oh, you can't see it?
Mm-mm.
Okay.
That's a good. That's a good feature. I like that.
Oh, neat. So yeah, you can use that. I don't have to actually roll dice still.
Yep, okay. So roll.
I see public roll, private GM roll, blind GM roll. And
so a roll. God almighty. Does a 12 hit?
It does not. Even if he's is it off guard?
Yeah.
Yeah, even off guarded that wouldn't hit.
Oh,
okay. Well, there's my go. Because I suck at rolling dice. I rolled a 3.
Mm-hmm. Hero point.
What?
Use your hero point. That way when you go unconscious, you might actually die.
I don't think is it for re-rolling an attack? I thought it was like a
re-roll any d20. Right?
I don't think so. Let me look again.
I thought it was saves and attacks, isn't it?
Let me just like. I'm
I mean, that seems look. That seems really dumb. If it's not one of the basic things, like trying to hit
you
somebody,
you spend one hero point to reroll a check. You must use the second result. Oh, this is a fortune effect, which means you can't use more than one hero point on a check.
But any d20 roll, basically.
So that's a check. Okay.
An attack is a check. It's an attack check.
Well, then I'm using my hero point.
Yes.
Is that better?
That'll hit.
Is that? Hell yeah.
He's just trying to kill you.
He tried last time.
He's itching to TPK everybody at the end of this dungeon. Look at him. Look at him. He's just fucking twitching with fucking anticipation.
I just need to prove to myself that it can, that death can be
damage.
Done. 14?
Yeah, get my sneak attack.
I wouldn't have told you to re-roll if I knew it was going to be that much damage.
Well, we don't know, do we?
He's dead.
Gosh, does he crumble and fall into the pit?
He does.
Do I hear him hit the ground?
I suppose that was the one that's hogging the initiative order where I'm before me. Is it?
No. Nope.
It's the one that I'm adjacent to.
Okay.
I think you can click on it and. Oh, I want him to tumble into the pit.
No, he's dead. Kevin, it's your go.
All right. And I will cast Electric Arc, DC 18 Reflex. Both the one to the south and... Oh, they killed that one. I don't think he's within range.
No.
Within 30 feet.
All the way up there. So, yeah, I'll just hit the one down south. The one within range.
Fail.
Dang.
Roll damage.
Zap.
And regular failures, regular damage. Loop. Okie dokie. Chef Frog.
I have one more action, and I'm going to use battle medicine on myself.
Okay. Chef Frog.
Elemental aid. I use it. Action. 40 foot of movement to there. That's correct. So I move here. Boop, 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 boop. And then I bite him.
Hold on. Let's see if Kevin hurts himself with his battle medicine.
Ooh, that'd be funny.
I don't know that I can.
You can.
No, because I think my skill is now high enough.
A natural one reduces the success by one. What's the DC?
It's 15.
Okay. Sorry, Noob. I thought he was like ready to push buttons. This was my mistake. I saw battle medicine pop up and I was like, oh, he might hurt himself. We'll get back to you, Kevin. All right, Noob.
All right. Ooh.
He just rolled damage. Oh, no, that's a critical miss. Yeah, so.
I snap at him and I miss.
Okay.
That's not worth a hero point in my book.
Did you figure it out, Kevin?
Did you use all your actions, too?
Yeah, because it was an activate thing, move, and attack.
Kevin?
Rolling it now.
Okay, we're all watching.
Yeah.
No pressure.
Hey, success.
Yeah, nice.
Let's see what that big one does. I don't think she can see me because of the way the wall's working, right?
Probably not.
You're fine.
Zolgran turns to the monk and goes, yeah! And casts Frighten on you.
Oh, no.
You're a scared.
But possibly not.
Give us a save. Mahogany. Failure.
Ooh.
Oh. Damn, that's a high DC.
Frightened too.
I failed.
Frightened too. Oof.
Yeah. So we came across this at our Starfighter game where a couple Sundays ago I got frightened. Yeah. And basically it went for the next minute, which is 10 rounds of combat, you flee.
Versus a vampire.
And this one, Frightened, is a little different. You get degrees of frightened. If she had succeeded, she would have gotten frightened one. She failed, she got frightened two. If she would have critically failed, she would have gotten frightened three and flee.
Oh, Jesus.
Flee is now one whole round, and then it's over.
Oh, that's nice.
But while you're gripped with fear, you struggle to control your nerves. The frightened conditions always includes a value. In your case, it's frightened two. You take a status penalty equal to this value to all your checks and DCs. Unless specified otherwise, at the end of each of your turns, the frightened condition decreases by one. So you're at a negative two for the next round, negative one the following round, and then you'll be back to normal in round three.
No, that's way better than the disaster that is fear in the other game.
And that was two actions, so I believe I can still single action magic missile somebody.
Magic missile!
And I will magic missile. There's no save. As fast as y'all kill stuff in this, they're like, this is a tough fight. I got a feeling this isn't going to go three rounds. Do I want to save the magic missile?
For like a big whammy?
To do the three levels and do 3d4 plus whatever?
Maybe you should get to a different position and burn up some. If it were me, I would probably save for the big one and change positions to burn some other people's actions down to get to me.
Decisions.
But again, you're DMing, not me.
Yep. The kobold flee.
Thanks, Terrence.
That one flees. It's Wizzo's go.
Oh, hooray. I gotta go. Is there anybody still around?
Wizzo's not on the map yet.
There's a kobold up there, so.
There is one still living kobold.
Yeah, I see. One, two, three, four, five. This isn't a slippery slope or anything. I'm not going to slide in being right here, am I?
It doesn't appear to be a slippery slope.
Something is slippery or not. God damn it. No. All right, then I'm going to move up and try to phase bolt the only kobold that I can target.
It was black ice. You didn't see it. Oh, no.
It says here in the adventure module, say it doesn't appear to be slippery, then make them roll a reflex save
on their next turn. Damn it.
Oh. Yeah, that'll miss.
Yeah, well, matter of actions. That's a long time to wait. Oh, by the way, just since I'm here, bourbon and cream soda tastes really good together.
That does, yeah.
I bet that's real sweet.
Mm. Just like you, Terrence.
I know. I'm the best.
Dead kobold. Kobold scout.
And America's fucking sweetheart.
The kobold scout will drop his crossbow. He will spend an action to draw his short sword. He will...
Does the crossbow fall in the pit?
Yeah. It's gone forever.
Yes.
No!
Treasure!
I wanted that two-ish gold that probably could have been attained.
And he's going to strike at the goblin.
Gobbledy-D.
Oh!
Not a crit.
Still a hit, though, yes?
Still a hit, not a crit. One away from a crit.
Oof.
Three damage.
Ow!
And he'll swing. Yeah, still a drop for free.
Draw Drew, for
so
one.
Yeah, still got one more. And, my second attack. That's a crit.
Damn it.
And I crit the frog.
You're rolling like really good.
I know. Well, not me. Foundry.
That's like...
Ow. You will pay for that.
Mahogany.
See, on the Foundry GM screen, there's a roll a crit button that he gets to do every third roll.
Yeah.
got the dice weighted a little bit there.
All right, so enough of this malarkey. I'm gonna get into my tiger stance.
What's it look like? To do it.
Show us on screen.
It's a fierce, it's a fierce tiger.
I'm Tony the Tiger. They're great.
And I shall stride up and
tiger style. Are you putting a tiger in their tank?
First one is a... I'm supposed to do the thing.
Yeah. What's the thing?
Where I'm targeting the guy?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah, the first one is a 9. I know that's a miss.
Yep.
Just a regular miss.
Yeah. What do you... Yeah, that's a regular miss.
Okay. Alrighty then, and
the ambient sounds are getting weirder and weirder.
That's me. Added them in. It's me after those dollar tacos from the bodega across the street.
Oh, that was today. Damn.
Yeah, I thought about Wednesday. Here's a look at we think a lot about food, and I text her, hey, Jersey Mike's, Philly, or sandwich. And in the back of my head, I was like, I should also see about getting that bodega and getting the tortas and tacos and pupusas. I didn't know what that was either until last Wednesday.
What is it?
It's like a little dough pocket filled with meat and cheese. AKA, that was my stripper name in college, Dough Pocket.
Like a dumpling or something?
It's closer to... It's closer to, like, flatbread.
Huh.
Pretty tasty. But at the, if on Wednesdays, if you go to that little bodega down the street from where I'm at, dollar tacos, dollar pupusas, and they're really good.
Oh, okay. I'll keep that in mind. Instead of driving all the way... to Somerville for sushi.
Yeah, if you want a pregame, I'll meet you up there one of these Wednesdays.
Sweet.
Mm-hmm. They don't have alcohol and shit. It's literally a gas station with a kitchen in it, and it's delicious food, though.
Your gas stations don't sell alcohol?
It's not a gas station.
I mean, it's like a gas station convenience. They have some groceries.
Corner store.
It's a little tienda.
It's a bodega.
Do they have a bodega cat?
Bodega.
Probably. Outside somewhere that we haven't seen. What was happening?
There's a nimble elf.
Matt, what did you do to become nimble?
I took a feat. I was like that when I got here. Oh, I didn't know that was
your turn anyway.
Oh, is it my turn? Okay, good. So, can I move to the little section to the north of him? Is that a place I can stand in front of Noob?
It looks big enough.
Big enough.
Yeah, but you couldn't go past him any further.
Yeah, I'm not gonna flank you. I know why it's not working. There we go.
Go after the big bitch.
So I'm gonna do the. I'm gonna use that feat again. Since they got some adjacencies going on there.
Hey Matt, if you do move there,
how do I target that guy?
Click on him.
I did.
Okay.
I can't.
If he's highlighted, then you
roll. It won't stay highlighted.
Oh.
I click, but nothing happens.
I don't know then. You could go to the initiative modifier and hit the target button next to his name.
That did it.
Yeah.
Okay. We're learning.
Both Matt and Noob have this person targeted.
Ooh. There you go. So I do that, and then I have to do.
For a nimble elf, you're pretty slow at this.
I'm trying to find the right goddamn button. I can't remember how I did that. I just did it a minute ago, and now
If you hold Alt and F4, it should help bring up a menu.
I fucking hate you.
What menu does it do?
Okay, So if I roll.
Wait, what buttons were those?
Alt and F4.
Yeah, hold Alt and F4.
Okay. I'm not gonna shut my computer off.
Oh, is that what that is?
It closes the screen you're on.
Oh. And I stop.
Yeah, got it. Let's see. Did that work?
The damn ruler.
I don't know.
You attempt to.
Terrence, do you see the stuff in the left corner? Top left corner? There's like a little person.
My character sheet was in front of all that shit. Sorry.
Okay.
That, your ability does not go off.
Okay. So I'll get there.
Shove is an action, by the way.
What?
Mm-hmm. Shove is an action, by the way.
How is that target look like a boob to you?
That was 45 minutes ago.
It's okay, round and it has a nipple.
There you go. There's the shove action.
Yeah, but it's athletics, right?
How do you not have it?
Yes. I mean, it's not one of my.
You have to.
I got a plus five to it. Yeah, I'm just gonna attack it because I want to stab things.
That's fair. So,
here we go. Okay, so we'll have no sneak attack on this one because you know.
You still got a critical hit on it.
Damn.
Hell yeah. Right, and so I don't get sneak attack though, but I still get the double damage.
The critical damage. Just hit the critical button. There we go. And I will take that damage.
Oh, I didn't do the critical button. I just hit damage, so it's double that. So that's another 10. I didn't do the two times. I just rolled max damage. So
between... he was dead from the regular damage then. That's
I don't care. I won't do 20 damage.
Now he's extra dead.
He won't do 20 damage. Falls... Took you too long.
He falls in the pit.
Kevin, it's your go.
All right, I'm looking for that damn caster.
Okay, I have a random question about my frightened. It goes down by the end of my turn?
Yeah.
Okay. So I should be frightened one now.
Did you change it?
Yeah, I just did.
I think it would change it on its own.
It didn't, though.
Oh.
Because it's already... Because, like, it happened at the end of the last round, and then I went... And then Matt went, and now Kevin's going, and I had to push the button.
Okay.
We'll see. If it goes down again, then we'll know, right? Well, who's going up there?
I am, because I'm looking for... I see her, but I had a double move, so I will raise my shield.
Okay. Chef Frog.
What would it be an action to climb up this wall right here?
Yeah.
All right. I will spend an action to climb.
Give me an athletics check.
Athletics check. Where are my skills?
Success.
So that's one action, right?
Yep.
And then second action... Move to base.
Okay.
Third action, bite her in the face.
Okay.
Oh, wait, hold on, let me target her. Zolgran.
That'll hit.
Yay. And now, everyone, she is off balance.
Yeah. I mean, she did get bit in the face.
I'm probably going to regret that, but, you know.
Maybe not. She does get to go next.
And spells are... I can hit with an attack of opportunity because someone casts a spell base to base still?
I don't know.
Let's see. If you have
I was about to ask you that.
If you have the ability to do a attack of opportunity and they cast a spell that has the manipulate descriptor on the spell, you can take an attack of opportunity.
Oh, okay.
So does it have that, Topher?
I don't know yet. Hold on. I'm okay. Seeing what happens if I'm going to risk it.
For the biscuit. For the biscuit correction. Now I'm curious as to how many of my spells have manipulate. Let me say one. Oh, no. Two. Oh, no.
Okay, so if you lash out at the foe, leaving an opening, this is what you have. You have attack of opportunity, right? Make a melee strike against the triggering creature. If your attack is a critical hit and the trigger was a manipulate action, you disrupt the action. The strike doesn't count towards your multiple attack penalty, and your multiple attack penalty does not apply to the strike. Okay, so I guess I'm just curious if I want to risk getting hit to be able to hit you with three magic missiles.
I got so many manipulate spells. This sucks.
Yeah, but there's not a... I don't know if there's not a lot or a lot of mooks that don't have attacks opportunity.
I'm sure mooks probably don't, but, you know, like...
Okay, so just for future reference, if you're a spellcaster and you want to cast, it does provoke if the person you're next to has the ability to do attacks of opportunity. Just getting hit doesn't negate you casting the spell. It has to be a critical hit.
Oh, okay.
Because if you get critically hit, it says that disrupts what it, like, even if you were not trying to cast a spell, you were trying to open a door, or if you're trying to 5 foot step away, I guess.
Yeah, it's manipulate.
No, that's not a manipulate, but just any kind of manipulate stuff.
Yeah, so any action, move, range attack, or leaves the square.
Then you couldn't leave the square then. That's a manipulate. Or let's say you say this would.
It says using a manipulate, move action, a ranged attack, or leaves the square during a move action.
Right, but the critical effect.
Oh, is that you lose the action?
No. You're answering the questions before I finish asking them.
Oh.
Clever.
Too slow, huh?
That made me laugh. If the attack is a critical hit and the trigger was a manipulate action, so it only stopped manipulate actions.
Ah.
Spells have manipulate and their descriptor.
Drinking a potion is a manipulate, and if someone crits you when you're drinking that potion, you don't get the potion.
You don't get to drink the potion.
Does pocket drinking pool a potion provoke? I thought...
That's a manipulate action.
Okay.
Only if the people have the ability to do the AO...
Yeah, but if they have the ability, it does
provoke. What are they called in this game?
Gotcha.
Attacks of opportunity?
Yeah.
They're called attacks of opportunity.
Okay.
That didn't change. That. Except it looks like, according to Archives of Nethys, attacks of opportunity are only available to barbarians, champions, magus, and swashbuckler. So,
and fighters.
Oh. Am I reading the wrong one? Yours might suck.
Mine's reactive strike.
Oh, we're reading the wrong thing.
Reactive strike is a feat that you took, right?
I think I get it for being...
But it's a feat, though. Like, whether you get it for free or...
Yeah, it's a feat. And yeah, it's the same thing as Attack of Opportunity.
Yeah.
So that's what Attack of Opportunity is.
To have the Attack of Opportunity, but maybe those other classes, like, just get them?
Yeah.
Or they just get the feat?
I don't know. I got it for free.
Yeah. Mm. Oh, so it's probably just not updated on Archives of Nethys. They probably changed Attack of Opportunity to... Reactive strike.
Yeah, that looks like the same text you were reading.
Yeah, it is. That's just a totally different name. Because one's updated and one's not, I'm sure.
Hey, it's a new system.
Hey, all right.
It's a new 2-year-old system that already has an update.
Hey, it's not their fault.
Your 3-year-old system.
Which brings me back to my original question. Do I want to take the attack of opportunity What's my AC?
Oh, this was your turn that's taking so long.
Yeah, well, fucking... if Noob had known in detail what reactive strike was, and I trusted him, which I didn't, this would have went a lot faster.
I studied on this system, thank you very much.
Yeah, I know. You're probably the most well-versed as far as character creation goes.
Well, you were having cigarettes, he was studying the blade.
Yeah, but he spent all of his time learning fighter. Like, you know... Thanks.
The classics.
The most base class.
Take your reactive
strike. I hit things with a stick.
I take my reactive strike.
Your reactive strike. I'm gonna risk it.
Good game.
Critical.
Not a critical.
But a hit.
Oh.
That is a hit.
Damage. Six
Ouch.
Damage. I bite you.
And I'm going to full on magic missile the shit out of you.
Don't do it.
You're just nibbling this goblin's face. No, wait. The goblin's nibbling your face and you're magic missiling him. Got it.
Magic missile.
It automatically hits. I did all three rounds for it.
Magic missile.
So that's going to be for each additional action where you cast a spell, increase the number of missiles you shoot by one. So each missile deals 1d4 plus one?
Correct.
Come on, minimum damage.
Six is still the minimum.
I wish I could do this.
Yeah, I had the same problem the other day.
This is where the macros in the bottom would be useful, having this already set up.
First missile.
Ow.
Second missile.
Ow.
Third missile. Ow. Oh. They got away from me.
Ow!
8 damage.
I'll take it. That's not bad.
Yeah.
Ooh, you gonna get it next round.
Oh, you rolled 2 ones. That's lame.
And you're still off balance.
What's
up? Wait, was that a crit if you were off balance?
Huh?
What?
No,
that
was not a crit.
Okay, just checking. I have 22.
His AC is not 10.
All right, I'm going to spend an action to use my elemental aid.
You've got elemental aid?
God, Kevin. He's so pleased with himself.
No, I'm laughing at Noob laughing at me. I wasn't expecting to get anything. And then Noob.
So, fun story. When I
you miss 100% of the shots you don't take.
Fun story.
Anybody was going to think it was funny, but I said it anyway.
When I went to my colonoscopy after my when I woke up, apparently the first thing I said to the doctor was HIV.
Why? So,
that's why that made me laugh. I don't know. But it was funny.
There you go. That's 2 actions to get up there by activating the elemental aid. That's what it was called. And then moving. And I don't have any 1-action spells, so I'm going to move again to get over here. There you go.
All right. Bunch of running around. Round 3. Mahogany. Look on your face. That rhymed. Give me credit.
Huh?
What?
Round 3. Mahogany.
Oh, I didn't even hear it.
Jesus.
You're a rapper and nobody knew
we it. All not heard Kevin's AIDS joke, but my sick rhymes, nothing.
Like, it's been 4
Kevin's
years
defense, he didn't...
getting around to that one.
Well, it's the first time in 4 years she's been the first to go on round 3.
Don't think so, but okay. I feel like there were some missed opportunities.
Probably.
Yep.
All right. So what? Oh, because minus. That's why. No, I'm not gonna do that. I'm just gonna. I'm gonna try it anyway. I'm gonna move up. Get off of measuring.
Well, you have to take the stairs or spend an extra action to climb that wall.
Oh, yeah. Okay, cool. Where was I? Right here?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. If I take the stairs, I think I can get there in 2 actions, right? 50?
Yeah, you should be able to.
You're 10 feet.
And it is off balance still.
Eh. I'm pretty sure that's gonna get it. It's so dumb, though. Alright, so that would be 15. And then I move. Yeah, that's plenty of space. So that's 2 actions. You know what? Fuck it. I'm flying.
Still from back 2 actions. Where I was,
I'm gonna use my little fly thingamabobber.
Okay.
Is that still 2 actions?
Yeah. Oh,
so dumb. But I'm gonna do it. I'm gonna fly.
I just wanna fly.
Hope I don't regret it later.
You totally won't.
Quiet your face. And then flurry of blows. Wild. Mother.
Miss.
Fucking whore babies.
You gotta target it, Mahogany.
Miss again.
It's still a miss. Target or no target.
Yeah.
Whack.
That's your monk's having a terrible time hitting things.
So dumb.
Matt.
All right. So it's an action balance to climb up that wall, and then an action to move over there.
Yeah, so an athletics check.
All right, well, I'm going to use my ability too, because I'm not going to risk failing that athletics check. Okay. It's going to be 2 actions to get over there anyway. So I will fly over to there.
Yeah, totally not a waste.
Well, I would have took 2 actions, and knowing my dice rolls, I probably would have failed.
Yeah, totally.
The athletics check. So, and I've got a hero point anyway. I can get that back. The
no.
And I'll do a strike, and let's see what happens.
Oh,
ooh.
You hit
Ooh.
Chef Frog for 27 Ow.
Damage.
Ha ha. Oh, I targeted the wrong person.
That was the critical.
I mean,
balls. Finger off the chess piece. No take backsies.
Kobolds and goblins. I mean, you can't really tell them apart. I mean, they kind of, they're both green, right?
Yeah, that's a crit on the kobold.
Hell yeah.
So roll your critical damage and then give it to Noob.
20 damage, another max.
Is that Matt, a sneak attack?
Matt killed every enemy in this room.
He did. The exact opposite. Matt is just living his dream right now.
I blew my elemental what's it for nothing. You suck.
You did totally blew your elemental what's it for nothing.
And we all did, right?
Yeah, totally. We're out of time. You kill the kobold. The kobold falls to the ground. There's a moment.
Does he fall in a pit?
He slides all the way down the mat into that pit. All of his treasure going away with him. Ooh,
oh,
no. His treasure.
Oh, wait, I have a treasure magnet. It's big.
That's a great spell. Or a magical item.
Let me give out some treasure and then we'll end the episode with a description of what happens next.
Right.
The first thing in the treasure hoard is a smoking sword. This is a level 3 sword. Smoke
Ooh.
Constantly belches from this +1 magical longsword. Any hit with this sword deals 1 extra fire damage. You can use a special action while holding the sword to command the blade edges to light on fire. Stoke flames. You can concentrate on this ability until the end of your turn. The blade deals 1d6 extra fire damage instead of just 1. After you use this action, you can't use it again for 10 minutes. Who wants the smoking sword?
I want the smoking sword.
Anybody else want the smoking sword?
It's a long sword. I might be the only one that can use it.
I don't think I can, but I
can't use metal items. Swords or shields.
Here you go, Noob.
Yeah, look at that shit.
Who wants the hat of disguise? This order looking hat allows you to cloak yourself in illusions. Activate 1 minute frequency once per day. Effect: the hat casts the first level illusory disguise spell on you. While setting up the disguise, you can magically alter the hat to appear as a comb, ribbon, helm, or other piece of headwear. Illusory disguise: you create an illusion that causes the target to appear as another creature of the same body shape and with roughly similar height. It works a lot like I had him disguised in the other one. I'm not going to read this whole spell because illusion spells like tend to have very long descriptions. Who wants it?
Mm-hmm. Well, it feels like a roguey kind of item.
Yeah, I mean, I could take it, although I'm an elf. Why would everyone look like anything other than an elf?
Yeah, you take that. Shut up. If you don't want to, give it somebody else. Wand of Heal, level 1. This baton is about a foot long and contains a single spell. The appearance typically relates to the spell within. Activate, cast a spell, frequency once per day, plus overcharge. Effect, you cast the spell at the indicated level. Craft requirements, supply listed level casting of the spell. So I guess you get heal once per day.
Nice.
I would like that to be used on me.
I'll have to look up how wands work, because I guess that's different. They don't have a bunch of charges anymore.
Okay. Sound like daily use, maybe, and perhaps more if you pony up some sort of sacrificial thing, maybe?
Yeah, I don't know. Well, we'll dive into that later. Right now, we'll just go with the once per day plus overcharge. I guess that means if you concentrate on it 2 rounds or 3 rounds, it works just like Heal does that Kevin cast. Who wants that? Kevin, you could say something instead of pointing to your face. I'm not looking at the screen.
I'll take it.
All right. There are 2 potions of healing, minor.
I'll take one.
Take the other.
There we go.
How can I split these? Mystified them. What does that mean?
Can you pick 2 people who to give them to?
I don't know how to split this up. So, Mahogany?
Just give them both to Matt.
Oh, here it goes. When I slide it over to you, then it says how many. Cool. Bam. You got one, and Matt gets the other one, yes?
Mm-hmm.
Sweet.
A silver bracelet with a fish pattern. It's a 5 gold piece treasure item. Who's keeping the treasure items?
Who's got the best carrying shit?
Yeah, I'm pretty much already encumbered.
Anybody, quickly. Somebody
I'll take it.
What was the item? Sorry.
Mine.
A bracelet.
Right. Gave it to the rogue. Somebody else could take the other one. There's an old map with a strange looking dungeon.
I'll take it.
All right. And that's it for the treasure chest. There was no actual gold in there.
I'm going to sell the shit out of this map to some adventurers.
Easy. So as you guys are looting through stuff and whatever, the cave's eerily quiet, and then from the east, you hear a strange grumbling sound, and we'll find out what that is when we come back to finish the menace under Otari.
Oh no!
Yay!
All right, bye everybody. See you next week.
On myself.
Bye, y'all.